Good day, I'm Adrian Atkinson with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, April 19. Coming up, International Monetary Fund commends country's performance under standby arrangement. First batch of trainees on the HOPE program to graduate this year. And renovation work to be carried out on the Court of Appeal. The news in detail after this message.
ABC 1, 2, 3.
Me and he
parents gone to work. Them a do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Match in the schools need to improve. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match afi me, match afi you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has given high marks for Jamaica's performance under the standby arrangement to date. In its recently released executive board review, the IMF says program implementation remains strong, with public debt firmly on a downward trajectory. The report adds that all quantitative performance criteria and structural benchmarks for the end of December 2017 were met, and strong program implementation continues to anchor macroeconomic stability. The review also showed projections for public debt to be under 100% of GDP by the end of March 2019, noting that external borrowing costs are at historical lows, while the unemployment rate is also at a 10-year low. In the meantime, the fund stated that formalizing the current inflation targeting regime will help entrench macroeconomic stability and promote growth. The executive board review also recommended that building the resilience of agriculture to weather-related events and investing in school attendance and youth training programs will improve growth and social outcomes. The first batch of apprentices engaged under the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment HOPE program are to graduate by the middle of this year. That's the word from the National Coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, who adds that the graduation ceremony will also be used to increase the level of awareness for the program.
I want to utilize that to give the program and the idea for the HOPE and the LEGS program more publicity, because it's not just about marketing to youth. Once it is put out there, the youth will sign up. And in fact, I'm actually oversubscribed at the moment for the opportunities that I have for them. I have to now market this to potential employers.
Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman was speaking at a JIS think tank session recently. He says approximately 500 youth will make up the first batch of graduates. The apprentices are currently working in areas such as document digitization, maintenance, GIS mapping, vector control, and landscape management. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Rickman is encouraging more employers to partner with the HOPE program to provide more opportunities for unattached youth. Colonel Rickman says increased support from employers will help expand the reach of the program and yield benefits for organizations that engage HOPE participants.
It is absolutely necessary that we all come together to find these opportunities to help these youngsters move forward. I must add as well that the idea for the program through what we call National Service Corps is that the work that the youngsters are doing should be aligned with the strategic priorities of the organization.
Employers interested in partnering with the HOPE program may contact the National Coordinator through the Office of the Prime Minister. And a contract has been signed for improvement works to be carried out on the Public West building, which houses the Court of Appeal and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. The building is located in downtown Kingston. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the 8-month contract will facilitate the renovation of the registry and the circulation tower, which comprises an elevator shaft and stairwell.
The ministry sees the infrastructural work that we're doing as improvement on the built environment of justice as an indispensable part of the overall objective to increase access to justice services, support the timely dispensation of justice, and to create a sound court infrastructure.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the infrastructural improvement project at the Ministry of Justice recently. Work is scheduled to begin this week and end in December. That was the JIS News. I'm Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.